KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:05, it's mostly clear and 47 degrees. We look for it to be mostly sunny and warmer today with a high around 79, winds southwest at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, working to improve health outcomes for patients in our communities. From their new location at 1607 East 7th Street in Atlantic, the former Sears building. In Southwest Iowa news, police in Red Oak Sunday evening arrested a woman for domestic abuse assault, first offense. 41-year-old Heidi Ann Divis of Red Oak was taken into custody around 5:30 p.m. at 4th and Elm Streets in Red Oak. She was transported to the Montgomery County Jail and held without bond pending an appearance before the magistrate. The state of Iowa's COVID-19 dashboard earlier this morning indicated that from 10 a.m. Sunday through 5:30 this morning, there were six more deaths attributed to the virus for a total of 1,387 and 197 more positive cases for a total of 92,742. The deaths attributed to a pre-existing medical condition, number 944. Now, there have been 3,289 lab results returned since 10 a.m. Sunday, with 2,971 coming back negative for the virus and 316 positive. The total number of tests administered to date amount to 823,189, with 728,885 total negative results. The 14-day rolling average remains at 8.8%. Health officials say 71,783 Iowans have recovered from the effects of COVID-19. Now, here in the KJAN listening area, the following counties have one new case each positive COVID-19 that was confirmed as of early today: Adair, Guthrie, Harrison, and Madison. The IDPH also said there was one more COVID-19-related death in Guthrie County for a total as of today of 11. Hospitalization data due to COVID-19 show 389 are hospitalized across the state compared to 392 on Sunday. 99 patients are in an ICU compared to 104 previously. 54 people have been admitted to a hospital across the state, and 43 COVID patients are on a ventilator. In western and southwest Iowa, 20 people are hospitalized with the virus, 7 are in ICU. 2 were admitted on Sunday, and there is currently no one on a ventilator. There are currently 52 long-term care facilities with coronavirus outbreaks in Iowa. IDPH says 1,157 positive cases and 684 recoveries are associated with those long-term care facilities, and there have been 713 deaths at those LTCs. You can take a look at the county-by-county breakdown for KJAN listening area in the same story on the news page at KJAN.com. J.D. Shulton, the Democrat running for Iowa's 4th Congressional District seat, says he's hoping President Trump's COVID diagnosis raises awareness about what health experts recommend to combat the spread of the coronavirus.
First of all, my prayers go to the President and the First Lady and hoping for a speedy recovery. What it shows is that this pandemic and this virus doesn't discriminate.
Shulton stops short of calling for a national mandate that everyone wear face coverings in public, but he says he's hoping the president's case raises awareness about the importance of wearing a mask and social distancing.
I think there should be a national plan. I mean, we were all willing to commit in March to stay home, and there was never that next step. And so we have this one foot in, one foot out approach that just continues to prolong it.
Shulton says the next coronavirus relief package should include funding for more robust testing, as well as grants for small businesses and biofuels plants. Shulton made his comments this weekend on Iowa Press on PBS. He faces Republican nominee Randy Feenstra of Hull in this year's general election. Shulton came within 3 points of defeating Republican Congressman Steve King back in 2018. Three Republicans in the U.S. Senate have tested positive for COVID, but Senator Chuck Grassley's spokesman says the 87-year-old senator will not be tested. Radio Iowa's O.K. Henderson reports.
Grassley and Senator Mike Lee of Utah, who has the virus, were both at a Judiciary Committee meeting last Thursday, but Grassley's spokesman Michael Zona says Grassley's doctors do not recommend that he be tested because Grassley was not seated next to Senator Lee. Zona says Grassley hasn't had close contact with anyone suspected or confirmed to have the virus. Grassley is president pro tem of the U.S. Senate, which makes him third in line to the presidency behind the Speaker of the House and the Vice President. Grassley issued a statement via Twitter saying he regularly prays for President Trump and others in authority, but he's added an additional prayer that Trump and the First Lady get well soon from the coronavirus. I'm O.K. Henderson.
Iowa's other U.S. Senator Joni Ernst did take a COVID test and found out this weekend that it was negative. Iowa election officials will begin mailing out absentee ballots effective today. It's the first day voters can go to their county auditor's offices or a satellite location to vote early in person. Iowa Secretary of State Paul Pate said that as of Friday, 632,549 voters had requested an absentee ballot. Democrats requested more than 335,000. Republicans requested nearly 187,000, and no party voters asked for about 108,000 ballots. Election Day is November the 3rd. In the funeral announcements, Dan Mulbauer, age 62 of Manila, died Thursday at his home. Funeral services for Dan Mulbauer will be today at 10 o'clock at the Manning House Barn Conference Center in Manning. OD Funeral Home of Manila has arrangements. Larry Erickson, age 98 of Cumberland, died Thursday at the Allen Place in Atlantic. Public graveside services for Larry Erickson will be today at 2 o'clock at the Reno Methodist Cemetery, south of Cumberland. Steen Funeral Home in Messina has arrangements. Veronica Catherine Bebel Fagenbutz, age 97 of rural Elliott, died Saturday at the Montgomery County Hospital. Mass of Christian burial for Veronica Fagenbutz will be held on Wednesday at 11 o'clock at Our Lady of Grace Catholic Church in Griswold. Dune Funeral Home of Griswold has arrangements. Jay Becker, age 61 of Yakima, Washington, died July the 9th in Irvine, California. A celebration of life graveside service for Jay Becker will be this Saturday at 11:30 in the Atlantic Cemetery. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. Rochelle Bruns, age 51 of Elkhorn, died Thursday at the Cass County Hospital. A celebration of life for Rochelle Bruns will be Saturday at 1 o'clock at the Exira EHK Spartan Football Field in Exira. Everyone is invited to bring a lawn chair or blanket for the service, or there will be seating in the stadium. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has arrangements. Doris Hensel, age 82 of Atlantic, died Thursday at her home. A private family service for Doris Hensel will be held. Roland Funeral Service of Atlantic is assisting the family. Barbara Humphrey, age 85 of Atlantic, died Sunday at her home. A private family graveside service for Barbara Humphrey will be held in the Atlantic Cemetery. A celebration of life memorial service will be held at a later date. Roland Funeral Service in Atlantic is in charge of the arrangements. Pam Straka, age 63 of Atlantic, died Friday at Iowa Methodist in Des Moines. Services for Pam Straka are pending at Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. The news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, working to improve health outcomes for patients in our communities. From their new location at 1607 East 7th Street in Atlantic, the former Sears Building. I'm Rick Henson, KJAN News.